All right.
18.
Yeah, let's go to the always captivating and scintillating enforcement report.
Thank you, Mr. Young. So, 18 is the enforcement report, and this is a written report for the board. It is provided to the board in their agenda package. And so we invite any questions if you have any, and if not, then we will move on to item number 19.
Well, let's see. Any questions? Dr. Hunter.
Yeah, I would just like to hear a little more detail on the GRECA enforcement action, and I was real interested in seeing suspended funds. I don't think that happens a lot, so I saw some of it is contingent on completing work that isn't moving at a very at a pace that might meet the deadline. So what do we think?
Right, I wrote in there that, and I'm let's see, what did I say? The rate of reuse demonstrated so far, it seems unlikely GRECA will reach the settlement agreement requirement.
Yeah.
And you can see the rate is very low compared to their goal. So we don't expect they'll meet the goal of 34,000 yards used. I don't know what their response will be to that, but I expect that we're going to have... I don't expect them to just write a check and say sorry. So I imagine we'll have some discussions about what's going on there.
So that wasn't built into the structure of this timeline. There's no trigger that says failure to meet that deadline will result in certain actions or
it's very specific in there. I just expect that they're going to argue extenuating circumstances or something beyond their control. I'm not sure what that would be. They're probably going to argue the county didn't give them permits or whatever. So I do expect some discussion or arguments.
Their issues. But I guess what the other side of that is, can you give me an understanding of how the removal of soil somehow offsets the violation and the fees involved with that?
Well, remember that there were two general types of violations that we're dealing with GRECA. One was a series of waste piles that they had on several other properties in the Santa Maria Valley and Cat Canyon. And the second one was some spills into surface waters. Mm-hmm. This settlement agreement only covered the waste piles.
Okay.
And so the suspended penalty was contingent on the action of cleaning those piles up and removing them and getting rid of the dirt. And the way that they proposed to get rid of the dirt was to turn it into pavement and use it on their facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that is part of the agreement, that they get rid of the piles.
So they determined that they would reuse them under their own for their own construction of roads. Are they allowed to sell that soil?
If it were to go to a permitted and appropriate facility, I don't think there's a market for that type of material.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking that.
Usually people pay a lot of money to get rid of it.
Yeah, and what kind of facility would take that kind of soil?
Years ago, Unocal had a program of working with vineyards in the area to pave vineyard roads and farm roads with mixed success. That no longer happens. We've, through our experience, have determined that those roads need to be under the control of the oil companies. So we only allow it on active oil field properties.
Okay. Well, looks like we'll hear more about this.
Yeah.
Where are we with the spill?
With the spills, the Office of Enforcement is working together with the State Attorney General and the Federal Department of Justice on negotiating a settlement agreement. The latest I heard of that is not going very well, and that they were going to file an action in federal court.
Mm-hmm.
So the state and federal actions will be combined and filed in federal court.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Johnston, nothing? Okay. A couple questions I had. What can you tell us about, under the notices of violation, the timber harvest plan violation? Can you just tell us the character of the violation? We don't typically see many NOVs issued for timber harvest plans.
That is one I think I signed, or maybe Michael did, but I don't remember. I have it here if you want to look at the, I mean, the letter will explain the violations if you want to look at it.
If you could, I don't need to see the letter. I'm just curious.
Well, I don't know without
was it a reporting violation versus a failure to implement a BMP?
It was more along the lines of BMP implementation.
Problem.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I have the letter here if we want to look at it with all the details.
Maybe later.
Okay.
I'll take a look at it later. And then with Monarch Grove Wastewater Reclamation Facility, what is the nature of that violation?
That one, you recall, came up at the December meeting,
right,
in our report, and we did do a more thorough evaluation of the violations they had over the last few years. We sent them a list of all their violations over the last few years and required that they produce a report explaining what they were doing to fix them. And we also made a requirement in that they decide what they're going to do with the sewer. Are they going to continue with their plant and try to fix it, spend the money there, or are they going to hook into the new county project? Mm-hmm. So that report was due January 30th. I didn't have time to see if it came in or what it said, but we should have that report from them.
So the notice of violation is what generated the report?
Yes.
That's the response to the NOV?
Right.
Okay. All right. Any other board comments or questions?
I have one more question.
Okay. Mr. Jeffries.
Are we ever going to resolve the men's colony issue?
I don't remember
we had the warden here probably, what, last year or somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
First part of the year, and guaranteed that he was going to resolve all the issues.
Yes, and the last I heard is they did get funding to do the upgrade that will get rid of chlorination. So once they get rid of chlorination, they won't have those chlorination byproducts. And I'm not sure what the status of construction is, but they...
There's most of the 35 violations that do the court...
Most of them are THMs, the trihalomethanes, which are formed with the chlorination, or the salts, which the chlorination, when you chlorinate and dechlorinate, you add salts. So that's got a part of the salts problem also.
All right, thank you.
I have one last question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Dr. Hunter.
Thank you, Chair Young. I'm sorry, Harvey, to ask mm-hmm. you to go back one more time to Monarch Grove. In the minutes, I noted that we had a number of comments from Los Osos residents concerned about the involvement of the Wallace Group,
right,
and reporting questions that they had on the validity of those reports and methods. And I'm wondering if you in the requests for the summary of their work and plans, is that part of the discussion? Are we going to understand a clear relationship where the Wallace Group might fit in with how they have been monitoring and reporting?
Yes, and in fact, the Wallace Group is not involved at all.
Okay.
There is no connection at all to Monarch Grove with Wallace Group.
Yeah, I think it was not that the Wallace Group themselves, but that one of their subcontractors was... There's an indirect link there.
The operator of Monarch Grove is a company called FRM, Fluid Resources Management. Years ago, and it's been quite a few years, they were split off from Wallace Group. So there is no connection at all between them now.
Well, good. Thank you for clearing that up, because that would not be something we'd want to not know about, because Wallace Group has a number of problems right now in that region. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Johnston.
Yeah, on the same point, at our last meeting, we, in response to the comments from the Los Osos folks, we requested a report back from staff on the Monarch Grove violations and what they're doing to come into compliance. Are we seeing that today?
No. The report that we required in our notice of violation was just due a couple days ago, so we haven't had a chance to review that. So that will be at a future meeting, but we should have that information in the office, but we haven't reviewed it yet.
Okay, so we'll maybe have that at the next meeting, which is down in SLO.
We can do that.
That's fine. I'd rather do that in front of the folks from there anyways.
Yeah.
Okay. So you could provide us that either in the EO report or in the enforcement report?
In the enforcement report.
Okay.
We'll do it, yeah.
Good. All right. Any other board comments or questions on the enforcement report. Okay, seeing none, we will then move on.